Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Megan Krieger, homeschooling mom of four, shares what God has been doing in her life.
Earlier this summer, I was able to go on a silent retreat. I went down to Broomtree. I did one of the four-day Ignatian silent retreats, and it was so good. I hadn't gone on a silent retreat like that since it'd probably been about 10 years. The last time I went, I was still in college. I wasn't married yet. I had no kids. It was just a very different season of life. And so I had just such a different experience now, being that the season of my life right now is so much not silent. And I appreciated it so much. And it was so good. But when I told my girls that for 4 days, I wouldn't talk, they just like could not believe it. They were just like, how could you go that long without talking? And I was like, it wasn't hard at all. In fact, my first response to people when they asked, like, how was the retreat, was always like, it wasn't long enough. If you know anything about Ignatian silent retreats, they're actually designed to be 30 days long. And so usually only priests and religious are able to go on like a full 30-day silent retreat. It's very hard for lay people, obviously, to carve out a whole month of their life to be able to do something like this. But 4 days is also still quite a commitment. So I was so happy to be able to go and that everything just kind of lined up well enough this summer. And it was so good. But like I said, 4 days still did not seem long enough. And so I could see easily why like it's designed to be a 30-day retreat. There's so much that you could pray with and unpack and like discern throughout a retreat like this. And I'm brought back to that moment or that weekend of retreat when I read today's gospel, because being on that retreat in silence at Broomtree, just that little slice of heaven that it is, it reminded me so much of the gospel reading of the Transfiguration from today, especially what Peter's response was. So in this gospel reading, Jesus takes a handful of the disciples up this mountain and this miraculous thing happens. He's transfigured before them. Moses and Elijah appear, and it's just this stunning, amazing thing. And the apostles are just in awe. And, you know, it's a breathtaking experience, unlike anything else that's going on for them right now. And so Peter's response is, Rabbi, let me build three tents. And kind of like saying, how about we stay here? Like, it is so good that we're here. This is so good. Like, how could it get any better than this? Maybe this is where we should stay. Let's just stay here. We don't have to go back down to the mountain and, you know, deal with any of the other things that are going on. We can just be in this good, amazing, awesome place and like let this goodness continue. And that's exactly how I was feeling when I was on this retreat. Like, this is so good. Like, why would I do anything else? Why would I not just continue to live in silence and just pray every day and just be so close and like clearly able to hear what God is saying to me? But that's just not what I've been called to in my vocation and in this season of life. And so even though we get these moments that are like a true foretaste of heaven, they are so good, but it's just, not time. It's not time for that yet. It's just reminding us of what we are striving for. We're striving for heaven. When we'll be in that place of parousia, where God will be all in all. It's all peace. There's no pain. There's no sadness. And everything is fulfilled in God. And we have those moments, you know, all the time in our lives. And it's so good to have them, to reflect on them and have them kind of spur us on and call us forward and remind us of what we're living for, what we should be, why we should be striving in virtue, because this is what we could live with for eternity, you know, when we die. But I can relate to Peter on another thing from this, because at the end of the retreat, I just kept saying, like, Jesus, I just want to stay here. I don't want to go home yet. I just want to stay. I don't want to go. I kept hearing him tell me, like, you're not leaving me, really. Just keep coming to prayer and, like, listening to me. You can still hear me. We can still pray like this. We can still have these kinds of moments and conversations, even when you're at home, even when you're with your family and your kids in a different schedule and just whole different atmosphere. We can still continue this prayer that feels like it's not done. And that was the message that Peter heard. You know, the sky opened up and God says, just listen to him. Like, we can't be on this mountain forever, but we can still have that closeness with Jesus and that clarity from him if we're taking the time to set part of our day aside to really listen to him and hear what he is calling us on to do, and then be able to remember back to those graces that we receive in those moments that were kind of a foretaste of heaven for us. So while not every second of every day is like this perfect, blessed moment, it feels like we are able to receive those kinds of graces, even in the midst of suffering and chaos and imperfection. And so let us pray. Jesus, we ask that you give us ears to hear you all day, every day, even when we're not at the top of the mountain. But we ask that you give us the graces in those good moments to fuel us forward as we look ahead to the moments that we'll have with you for all of eternity in heaven.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.